y'all, this is Astro Dim laying in my bed, because you know it's my bed in astrology, talking about the Mercury retrograde happening specifically June, let me make sure I have this right, June 18th, 1 a.m actually 12:59 a.m in this bitch, Easter Standard Time. That's it. Okay. I've been really goofy and crazy lately, like for the past all June. And you know why? I think it's because the sun's in my fifth. My sun's in my fifth house. I'm litty. I'm happy. What up, though? What up, though? This is why I like June, okay? But yeah, hey. So my Mercury retrograde in this bitch. What's up? Okay, it's happening June 18th, 2020 at 12:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Keep that in mind. I'm on the East Coast of the United States in this bitch, okay? So it's actually happening at 45 seconds of Cancer, okay? And kind of, you know, Mercury retrograde is cutting the fuck up. And so, like, let's talk about, I should have, like, probably said this in more order. Let me look at, like, the past ways in which I talk about Mercury retrograde, child, because apparently I feel like I'm a little all over the place. I had some coffee, and I told y'all I'm coffee sensitive. So let's see, is the last time I talked about Mercury retrograde. I know I did. Okay. All right. Let's talk about it. So yes, Mercury is retrograding at 14 degrees, 45 minutes of Cancer. 40 degrees. That is a... let me make sure I have this right. Isn't that a Taurus degree? Yes, it's a Taurus degree. Okay, so we're definitely going to be, again, this whole theme of valuing our words, right? With Venus retrograde in Gemini, valuing our communication of words. The theme's going to continue, basically, but we're going to be focusing a little bit more on, like, the emotional side of our communication. With any retrograde, right, it's us being internal, right? So if you have Mercury retrograde or any retrograde energy, natally, you know, you're more internal when it comes to expressing this energy. And if you want things to work out externally, you need to manifest it internally, exude it so it can happen externally. A true magician, like, a lot of people be like, oh my god, like retrograde energy is so tough. It's annoying, I'm not gonna front, but it's just like you're being prepped into being a true ass magician. So it's actually pretty litty when you think about it, you know. But when we're talking about transits, you know, Mercury retrograde is us being reflective and introspective about our communication, right? Now, I know a lot of astrologers are like, oh my god, you can't correlate the sign and the house and the planets. Oh my god, you can't do that. Yes, you can. You just need to know how to use them appropriately, right? I really am a strong believer of this, right? And so when you break it down, you know what I'm saying? You know, we know what is retrograde, what we need to be reflective in, introspective in, because it's Mercury that's retrograding, right? So we need to be reflective of this when it comes to the you know, communication and thought process in our day-to-day life and our routine. But how is the sign? So how we're supposed to reflect on this, what's the meat of, like, okay, so you need to reflect on your communication. Like, what specifically you need to reflect on? You need to reflect on the nurturing aspect of your communication, the nurturing aspect of your thoughts, how your emotions are connected to your logic, how you kind of coincide the two, how you make it work, how you bring the puzzles together. So that's really, really important, you know. It's kind of like, okay, how we're supposed to reflect on it through our emotions, through our feelings, in our home, within our family, you know, and reflect on, like, the emotional side of our communication. And that's just what it is. That's what we need to reflect on. It's just that specifically. And so, you know, we're learning to be a little bit more softer, which is actually needed. I feel like we, as a collective, we didn't do too good with with the nodes being in Cancer and Capricorn. So I think this is like a, you know, this is probably why we're going through two more Cancer involved, you know, eclipses to really bring that motherfucker home, because like Jesus Christ, I mean this is just my opinion, I could be wrong, you know, I don't know the whole world, but like, you know, I do have a lot of energy in my 10th 11th 12th. I feel like the collective sucked in the Capricorn Cancer nodal experience, so I feel like that's why we're gonna get really hit. And I could be feeling that it sucked too, because you know, I'm in a country where our energies are going to really be hit in these next two eclipses. And so, you know, I think it's being hit in those specific points for a reason, you know, because us, it'd be like as a collective in the country, haven't been doing too well with that. So we'll see. Anyways, let's get back to what I was talking about. Mercury retrograde. And so we need to be reflective on our communication and our thought process, and nurturing ourselves, nurturing our thoughts, adding emotions into our thoughts, considering people's emotions when we communicate, seeing if we could fill out people's communications when they communicate to us as well. This is the things that we need to be focusing on, how our family is involved in our communication, and you know, how they raised us to communicate a certain type of way. Things like that, like the emotion, our personal emotions, because that's the thing about Cancer, you know, all water signs are connected to emotions, you know, but Cancer is like our personal emotions, what we feel, what makes us comfortable and things like that, you know. And so that's what we're reflecting on, which is actually pretty dope and pretty cool, I personally think, you know what I mean. And so yeah, that's what I'm feeling there. Depending on the house it's in, you know, you can figure out what you need to reflect on exactly. I'm going to save that for my babies, which is the Cosmic Gang Gang. I'll save it for them. But, yeah, I always say, guys, that the planet's the what, the sign's the how, and the house is the where. And so what are we reflecting on our communication and our thought process and our daily routines and things like that, right? How are we gonna like reflect on it? Through getting deeper within our emotions, you know, and you know what makes us comfortable, and how we are nurturing ourselves and how we are nurturing others through our communication in our day-to-day life, you know. And where are we gonna do all of this? Depends on where your house is at. Okay. So yeah, that's my little blurb for the Mercury retrograde. And so be prepared for like people being in their feelings a little bit. It's nothing wrong with being in your feelings, and I don't like how that phrase has a negative connotation to it, because like shit, like we're an emotional beings. We, you know, we communicate with our ancestors through emotions. It's good to be in your feelings, but you can't like be reckless with it. That's the issue. And so you're gonna notice that, like, you know, people are gonna be emotionally driven with their words, and then, you know, learning and trying to reflect on how to work with that. Now, I always like to say with retrograde energy too, right? If you like haven't talked to anybody in a while and all of a sudden they popped up in the retrograde session, you know, they're probably not gonna last that long, just to let you know. They're here to kind of show you something. I always say this too, that when it comes to like Mercury energy, or not Mercury energy, mutable energy, it is, you know, they are our mirrors. Mutable energy and Libras, they are our mirrors. Now Mercury is ruled by two mutable signs, Gemini and Virgo, and so, you know, with this Mercury retrograde, we are experiencing mirrors of ourselves. We may not be exactly like how the person is expressing, we may not be them personified, but they are showing us stuff that we need to kind of resolve within ourselves, and things we need to realize within ourselves, right? And so it's going to be more on the logical and practical sides of our lives. but it's going to affect us in an emotional way. You feel what I'm saying? And so, yeah. So what you guys are going to definitely be needing to reflect on is, you know, how you nurture yourself and others through words, and how you nurture yourself and others through actions, day-to-day routine actions. Okay, so if you've been busting your ass and haven't been doing self-care, you're going to be feeling it. If you've been thinking negative of yourself and, you know, and like speaking negative of yourself, you're going to be feeling it. If you're doing that to others, speaking negative to others and thinking negative to others, you're going to be feeling it. If you've been selfish or selfless within the actions that you take and it's too much on one side or the other, you're going to be feeling it. Things are going to go awry. Things are going to be running late. If you're noticing that, like, oh my God, it's Mercury retrograde and this is happening and it's so Mercury retrograde, it's because you need to reflect on that thing and do better, okay? It's saying that your routine's fucked up, you need to improve it. It's saying that your thought process is fucked up and you need to be doing it. I got a funny story. So I was talking to my good friend, King Cootie Beloved. Oh my goodness, what a masterful person. Occultist, divinationist. Check her out. She's awesome. King Cootie Beloved. But I was talking to her and I was making fun because, you know, I'm a Capricorn. I have like self-deprecating jokes sometimes, you know. Not as bad as a Cancer, but that's my sister sign, so it's cool. So I have self-deprecating jokes. So I was making a joke about my Pisces in the second house, right? And I was like, yeah, man, I can be a little bit too selfless with money and just like throw it, you know? And I was trying to say that, but and then I'd be like, I autocorrect actually changed it to I save awesome. And I was like, wow, ain't that funny? And it was happening like during the first week of the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. And so I was like, yeah, I do save awesome. But that's the thing too, is that like, honestly, I probably do really do save awesome. It's just that Capricorns are hard on themselves. So there's that too. But yeah, like it's really, really funny how I just got that lesson right there the first week of the shadow period, you know? So, if you're noticing little things like that, you know, it's something, it's like, hey, you need to check on this, right? And what's beautiful is this is a time to reflect on how you communicate and how you handle your day-to-day and how you add the emotions into it. And of course, you can slowly start making those changes, right? But don't make any big changes during this time period. Again, this is time for you to reflect and realize what you need to change. So if you just have this eureka moment, right, and you're like, yeah, I should start doing this, and it's a huge change, and you start doing it, and it fucks up, and you're like, man, see, I shouldn't have started doing that. I've played myself. No, you have more reflection to do. So if you make changes, make them small, like try to, you know, see what works, what doesn't work, and then like when Mercury is direct, that's when you make the big change, you know what I'm saying? So definitely keep that in mind, too. What else do I have to say about Mercury retrograde, y'all? What I definitely suggest you guys to do, for real, though, is add your emotions to your words, your thoughts, and your day-to-day life. Nurture yourself within your thoughts. Learn how to nurture yourself within your thoughts, within your words. No self-deprecating jokes unless you can truly detach from it. Which is something that I'm learning too. As an Aquarius rising, I'm a little bit better than most people detaching at my jokes. But you know, at the end of the day, like they say that jokes is something that has a bit of reality to it, right? So there's that. But you know, kind of like, you know, you have to really start practicing thinking more positively of yourself, getting rid of the lack mentality. Communicating and thinking of yourself in a more positive and nurturing light, and doing the same to others, right? And then also really reflect on your emotions that's connected to your day-to-day life. You know, this is calling for us to be more nurturing and supportive of not only others but of ourselves when it comes to our routine and our day-to-day life. So if you've been, again, busting your ass, working hard and neglecting yourself, you need to change. I feel like, honestly, to be real, that You know, this Mercury retrograde is actually telling us that we need to nurture our health more. People are going out willy-nilly, a little bit too early, I think so. And we're going to be realizing, we're already seeing it now, that there's an uprise in COVID. Now, I'm not saying that, hey, you know, guys, your summer's ruined, so you just got to deal. What I'm saying is when you go out, you know, don't be going out in crowds like that. You know, have some space. Go somewhere and have some space for yourself, you know. Wear a mask if you have to be in a crowd. You know, this is still a thing, guys. It's still a thing. And I did make a prediction that, hey, guys, don't worry. You know, things are going to start blowing over around this time. And I was right because things started opening up in mid-May. Like I said, early April and mid-May. Now, I was right, right? But the thing is, though, is that we opened up in a kind of a way where it's kind of like, all right, all y'all, go out there and have a blast, you know? Some places did. You know, Massachusetts wasn't that terrible. I'm in Boston, by the way, y'all. But, like, other places were. And so it's kind of like, you know, we're going to be seeing an uptick in sicknesses, and we're going to be reflecting on how we can better nurture ourselves. And do I think there's going to be a second wave of COVID later? Yeah, but I think it's not going to be that bad because of this time period. Hopefully, if we use this time period productively, it wouldn't happen. So please be careful, y'all. I want y'all to stay safe. I want y'all to be good. I want y'all to be healthy. I want y'all to be able to resolve what you need to resolve in this lifetime so you don't have to keep going through the same shit over and over and learn the same lessons over and over. That's what I want for you. Okay? That's what I want for you. Okay. All right. So I think that's my speech for like the general Mercury retrograde. I will talk about aspects being made to Mercury. Let's see if I see anything. Okay, so this is cute. So the only aspects I think are being made to Mercury, I'm just double checking. I think it's only Neptune, but let me double check though. This is me checking, by the way. I see, actually. No, there's more than Neptune. It is definitely more than Neptune. I don't know why. Because I like to look at AstroSeek's website to see aspects that they listed. And like they have the exact time in which Mercury retrograde, so I think that's dope. But they have, you know how like AstroSeek, they'll have like the planet and then a list of aspects. They are only including Neptune for some reason, which is really weird because maybe they're using a smaller degree orb that I typically use. Let me change this real quick, y'all. Do 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 do. Like my elevator music. Okay, y'all. All right, so what I'm gonna do is this. That's parallel orbs. Okay, I don't know what the hell they talked about with that. Percentage. I don't get this percentage shit. Like, what are you talking about? I'm just gonna add a random one, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about, y'all. I'm just gonna look at the aspects myself. Okay, they have the aspects I'm adding. Alright, okay, this is cool. Alright, cool. Alright. So, okay, I'm gonna go with this. These are actually good aspects. So I really think we are gonna be like healing and shit, which is really dope. So Mercury retrograde is going to be sextile moon. It's a separating aspect, but an aspect nonetheless. With that happening, I feel that we are going to definitely be more in tune with our emotions. And the thing that's dope about it is that, like, as a collective, again, On an emotional standpoint, we're going to be like, okay, I feel this way. How do I go about doing something about this feeling? And before you kind of get to that level, a lot of Taurus moon energy folks and just whatever, or how just Taurus energy like works, is kind of like, okay, these emotions are here, right? Is this emotion valuable enough to do something and to move forward with? Or you feel something and you're like, okay, I want to do something because I feel this way. Is it, you know, is this move a valuable move for me? So that's how they base their emotions off of values, like what's valuable to them. You know what I mean? And what makes sense to them. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of our understanding of our emotions is us realizing that practical action can be taken based off of how we feel. And then after we kind of apply that, it's kind of like, okay, how do we communicate it? How do we apply this emotion and this action to our day-to-day lives? We're learning how to add some practical use to not only our emotions, but also to, like, you know, how we solve things in a logical way based on our emotions too. You feel what I'm saying? So it's really actually pretty dope. And I think we're going to just be more thoughtful and more mindful of our emotions, other people's emotions, and how our words and our actions, when I mean actions, I mean like actions in the sense of like literally the practical things that we do day to day, how that can affect the people around us and ourselves. You know what I mean? Just, it's more mindfulness, which is a beautiful thing. I like it. I think this is going to be really, really cool. But we're definitely going to be reflecting on our emotions. Reflecting on, you know, how we react to our emotions in the most practical way, though. Not react in a Martian way, but how we react to our emotions in a practical way. You know, we're going to be more mindful of that and of the people around us. And we're just going to learn a lot from that process as well, which is really, really dope. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful energy for sure. Another thing that I see too is that this Mercury retrograde is going to be sextile Uranus. And again, we're going to learn also to be more, and it's applying as well too, so it's just stuff, it's going to be stronger and stronger throughout the process. But I think in this situation, we're going to be learning to be more accepting and valuing our uniqueness, our unconventional ways and what makes us different, and finding ways and in which we can like communicate this and applies to our day-to-day life too. Again, we might not be taking direct action to it, but we're going to be more accepting of our uniqueness, because that's what, you know, Uranus and Taurus is all about, is accepting and our uniqueness and adding value into it. You know what I mean? But we're going to be reflecting more on it and how it affects us emotionally, how it affects, how does it make us comfortable? How can we be and learn to be more comfortable in our mind and in our actions when it comes to our uniqueness, you know, and how we value that uniqueness? And so I think that's going to be a big thing too. It's a beautiful healing time, a harmonious healing time. This Mercury retrograde is not going to be as stressful. Of course, there's going to be times in which it hits and squares things and all that shit. But it's not going to be terrible. It's actually going to be pretty good because, again, I'm looking at the quote unquote natal chart of the Mercury retrograde, right? So this is actually going to be pretty dope. Energy and healing energy of us not only recognizing our emotions, but recognizing too other people's emotions, and as well as our uniqueness and other people's uniqueness, and learning to deal and learning to coexist within each other. So that's really dope too. Lastly, this Mercury retrograde is going to be trine Neptune. Oh my god, this is like my favorite part of this transit, because we are learning learning to be more in tuned, to shut up sometimes and listen to our guides and our ancestors, to be more in tuned and be able to read a room better, to know when to talk and know when to shut up. You know, Neptune, again, is deeply connected to our intuition, deeply connected to us speaking to our guides and our ancestors and positive energies and sometimes negative energies too, right? Us being able to feel the collective and how they're feeling, feel the collective in an unconscious way. And so, again, we're learning easily. It's going to be so easy for us to read the room, to know when to say certain things and to know when to shut up, to know how to process like telepathic messaging, to know how to connect with spirit. You know, it's going to be like a really beautiful, beautiful, beautiful situation. I think it's going to be great. I think this is a beautiful time for us to really be reflective and introspective on specifically how, if we are really strengthening our intuition like we should, if we are, you know, communicating and expressing our God-given talents like we should, if we're being, you know, in the words of Cootie, true servitors for the Lord. Okay. You know what I mean? And so I think it's going to actually be really an eye-opening experience. We're going to get clear, intuitive messages. We're going to be guided by our ancestors, guided by the Most High. And we're going, if you're clearing your energy too, because the thing is with trines typically have an uptick, a more positive connection, but you know, trines can also like make it easy for negative energies to infiltrate as well. So make sure, you know, you're doing your spiritual hygienic practices. There you go, that's nice. And so, you know, what I'll say for you to do is definitely it's definitely going to be a good time for us to be more in tune and more tapped into the intuitive messages that we are receiving, and to apply them appropriately and apply them with care. You know what I mean? We're learning to be more comfortable with this energy too, with getting closer to our ancestors. And I've been noticing a lot of my clients have been wanting that more, and I think it's because of this transit, so it's really beautiful. All right, but that's what I'm seeing generally, y'all. This is going to be a good Mercury retrograde, I feel. Of course, it's going to be a little bit of like frustration and flubs, but it's beautiful learning lessons. I think we're going to be recognizing like, I understand what's happening, I understand what, you know, the universe is trying to tell me through this challenge, so let me learn. You know what I mean? We're just going to be more in tune. It's going to be a litty situation, a beautiful opportunity for growth. All right, y'all. So for the live, what I'm going to do, the next live I do with my gang, I think I'm going to speak on like how it's going to affect us based on the houses. Okay. And yeah, that's what I got for y'all. I hope this was cool. Let me know if you have any questions. And peace. Bye.